The deputy majority leader in parliament and MP for West Central, Rashid Pelpo, says he respects every religious institution and will not say anything to soil the dignity of the church. He said churches and all other religious bodies have the right to express opinions on political issues, but cautioned that they should always endeavor to listen to both arguments from the political divide in order to make informed judgments on national issues. Mr. Pelpo was reacting to a statement he is purported to have made that it was premature for the Presbyterian Church to have taken a stance on the creation of the 45 constituencies. He spoke to Agatha Samoa on Behind the News.
I want to let everybody know, including Reverend Asante. I've met him a number of times. I have maximum respect for religious bodies. I actually was responding to the question put to me by the host. And I said that if churches are uniting, organize themselves to have a position, it might not be necessary at all, because CI 78 is a constitutional issue, and they should not be in a hurry to make remarks on what is happening, because we respect them so much, and we often will want to hear them last. So when we do our politicking and we reach a deadlock, it is the church that comes out often to say something to finalize anything. It was not said with any intention to undermine the church or any mocks, but to give a candid opinion about what I think should be the situation.
What with that, would you then tag the leadership of the church as an appendage of the opposition, as some members of your party have come out to say?
It's a democratic state, and the church has the right to say anything if they want to say it. But I'm saying that for the sake of the situation we find ourselves, and for the sake of precedence in how the church approaches issues, they should wait for the politicians to do their politicking, and then they'll come out and make a pronouncement, and we can all respect their views. But if they come too early, for example, my position is that the church may have taken their position after they heard the minority complaining about time and about the fact that 45 new constituencies are created and they are this, that they have some problems. And if that is the case, I feel that they could have also listened to the other side before they make their pronouncement. So
have these pronouncements from the clergy in any way slowed down the resolve of the majority to push ahead with the CI?
I think you should ask the other way around. We are not pushing ahead the CI. Parliament has a responsibility to support the Electoral Commission to achieve its objective. If you ask me whether we will be pushing, it's a misleading question. We are not pushing anything at all. We are only performing a constitutional duty by supporting the EC.
That was the Deputy Majority Leader, Rashid Pelpo. The Chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, says it is not wrong for the Church to comment on issues of national interest. Speaking on Behind the News, Most Reverend Professor Asante bemoaned the situation where the clergy is given a political tag when it comments on issues of national importance.
When issues of national interest come up and it is discussed, the Church will only come out after consensus has been breached within its own democratic principles. And therefore, if the church comes out to issue a communique on an issue of national interest, the church is not taking any side of the political divide.
But then why would people usually ascribe ulterior motives to the clergy's views on political matters?
The simple reason is that we have polarized Ghana into different political divides. And therefore, if somebody comes up with a statement, and the statement is even in the interest of the nation, because it doesn't augur well with the position of a particular party, that party sees it as an attack on it. But I think it would be good for us to stop this polarization and stop putting political party spins on every statement that responsible citizens of this country who also have a stake in the well-being of the state make.
That was the Chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante.